A new video shows Israeli troops using a handcuffed teenager as a human shield before opening fire on his fellow Palestinian protesters. Here you see helmeted Israeli soldiers removing a young Palestinian from an armored Jeep. The boy, with his hands cuffed and raised above his head, is then forced to stand beside the Israeli soldiers who later start firing on Palestinian protesters. The incident reportedly took place Friday in a Palestinian neighborhood on the outskirts of East Jerusalem, Al-Quds. The video has been posted by the Defense for Children International Palestine. The rights group accuses the Israeli soldiers of frequently using Palestinian children as human shields with impunity. Joining us now for more on that story is Mark Glenn from the Crescent and Cross Solidarity Movement, joining us from Idaho. Mr. Glenn, welcome to the program. Now, I'm sure you've seen that video. I've seen it myself. It violates so many rights conventions, and it also, in some views, is tantamount to war crimes as well. I'd like to get your reactions on what has happened.
Well, anybody who's been following the events taking place in that part of the world for the last 60 years knows that there's nothing original or new about this. This literally is an event that takes place on a daily basis and with very little international attention or outcry, unfortunately. If the roles were reversed and that were a Jewish child in some part of the world and that child were being used as a human shield, while volleys of bullets were being fired at unarmed protesters, of course, the outrage would be absolutely tsunamic in terms of the decibels that would be created by it. But of course, when it's a Palestinian who's being abused by the Israelis, then there's no noise over this whatsoever. But at the same time, we should not necessarily be surprised by this, because when you're dealing with a political entity such as Israel that is governed by certain religious principles, a few of which include viewing Palestinians as cattle and as non-humans, all we have to do is look at some of the statements that come out of Israel's religious leaders, such as Rabbi Ovadia Yosef, who once compared non-Jews as donkeys who were created in order to serve the Jews. When you understand that this is the kind of wisdom, quote-unquote, that is filtered down to the people, why should we be surprised then when its practical applications are made manifest with events such as what we just saw take place in this video?
Mr. Glenn, you mentioned that the Israelis have been carrying out such acts with impunity for decades. My question is, what has to happen? Or in other words, what has to change to get to see the Israelis held accountable for their actions and their constant rights violations?
Well, I think that the change is taking place now because of things such as the internet, because of the increased interest on the part of a lot of the world that is just sick of the fighting, sick of the war, sick of the supremacism, the racism. With the internet and with, of course, with international news outlets such as Press TV, the truth is finally getting out there, and people, the spell is beginning to wear off. So it's going to be a long process, I think. It didn't take us a day to get us into the mess that we're in. It's certainly not going to take us a day to get out of it. But I think that as long as we keep moving forward, as we are, with broadcasts such as this, with information such as this, eventually the world will wake up to the crimes that are being committed, and the world will eventually speak with one voice. No more, never again, and then we will see the end of this kind of outrage, and hopefully at that point the world will begin to finally experience this this thing known as peace.
Thank you very much. A very optimistic Mark Glenn from the Crescent and Cross Solidarity Movement joining us from Idaho.